With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Tennessee Senate candidate Marsha Blackburn received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association yesterday. The move was not unexpected, as the nation's biggest gun rights group nearly always backs Republicans. Blackburn's Democratic opponent, Phil Bredesen, responded with a TV and digital ad touting his past support by the group. Bredesen received an A rating from the NRA while he was governor of Tennessee and was endorsed by the group during his 2006 reelection campaign. But the NRA says they now have Bredesen rated as a D. Nashville's newly sworn-in vice mayor has named new members and committee chairs for all of the current Metro Council committees. The Nashville Post reports this week that Jim Shulman also announced the formation of four new special committees. He had referenced a few of them during his campaign. They include groups committed to school safety, diversity in Metro's procurement process, and one that will look at this year's much-debated budget. The Post says another, called the Innovation Committee, is more open-ended. For the current council chairs, Tanaka Virtue will remain head of the key budget and finance group. Nine other chairs also retain their positions. New leaders were named for Public Works, Parks, Public Safety, and Rules. Shulman specifically pointed out the new head of the Education Committee, Steve Glover. He's one of the more conservative council members who's been a consistent critic of the council and the mayor's office. He has never been offered a chair before. Former gubernatorial candidate Randy Boyd has been nominated to serve as the interim president of the University of Tennessee system. The proposal would have the Republican businessman and former economic development commissioner serving as UT's leader for up to 2 years. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
Late last week, UT's current president, Joe DiPietro, moved up the date of his retirement. That accelerated the need to name a successor. Randy Boyd was a key advisor in the development of Tennessee Promise, the state's free community and technical college program. He's also a longtime friend of Governor Bill Haslam and the governor's family, who are school benefactors. But John Compton, the chairman of the school's new board of trustees, says he was the one who offered Boyd the job. They started discussing it shortly after Boyd lost the GOP primary in August.
Randy Boyd is a friend of mine. Randy and I served on the Haslam School of Business for 10 plus years, trying to help the dean, achieve even better results in the School of Business. So I've known him for a long period of time.
Compton says he wanted someone who knows the school well, because the interim president will be working with a brand new board, appointed by the governor earlier this year. The nomination still has to be approved by that board. It plans to vote next week. Boyd says he wouldn't take a salary if given the position. For WPLN News, I'm Chas Sisk.
Tennessee officials say tax revenues for the first month of the state's new fiscal year came in nearly 3% higher than originally projected. According to the Department of Finance, Tennessee's overall revenues in August were $1.05 billion. That's $71.5 million more than last August. Finance Commissioner Larry Martin says the numbers demonstrate the continuing strength of the state's economy.